I'm Tommy McNeil. An administration source says Attorney General William Barr is thinking about quitting. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A source in the administration tells the AP that Attorney General William Barr, after President Trump ignored his warning about interfering with the Justice Department and being under pressure from Democrats who call him the president's personal lawyer, is considering his resignation. Trump has tweeted he has the legal right to intervene in criminal cases, and his confidant, Roger Stone, should get a new trial after being found guilty of witness tampering and other charges. Barr has picked up support from other Trump allies, including South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Tim McGuire, Washington.
AP's Mike Rossia tells us that billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg is pledging that if he's elected president, he would not follow in President Trump's footsteps when it comes to his own business.
Multi-billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg is prepared to sell his company, Bloomberg LP, if he's elected to the White House. Top advisor Tim O'Brien tells the Associated Press the sale would be overseen by a trustee, and proceeds would go to the charitable giving arm Bloomberg Philanthropies. O'Brien said the only restriction Bloomberg would put on the sale is that it not be sold to a foreign buyer or private equity company. Bloomberg's worth is estimated at $60 billion, and he's entirely self-funding his campaign. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An Istanbul court acquitted noted philanthropist Osman Kavala on charges of sedition, ending a trial that drew international attention as a test of civil liberties in Turkey. Kavala and eight other defendants were acquitted on all charges for a lack of concrete evidence. The packed courtroom erupted into applause and cheers as the verdicts were read. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China updated its latest coronavirus figures with more than 2,000 people who have died and 75,000 who have been infected.
The WHO director general said it's crucial for impacted countries to be transparent and share information with the World Health Organization so it can help.
This signals show the importance of all countries being ready for the arrival of the virus, to treat patients with dignity and compassion, to protect health workers, and to prevent onward transmission.
And while vaccine development is important, experts say it's not necessarily a top priority at the moment.
We all want to invest in the vaccine as a long-term solution, but there are people sick now, and there are health systems that are vulnerable now. So we need to balance our investments and invest in the weaker health systems and our own systems. And then we do the other things and we develop the vaccine.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Libya's internationally recognized government pulled out of UN-sponsored peace talks Tuesday after forces from a rival government shelled the port in Tripoli. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Former General Khalifa Haftar's Libyan National Army fired missiles striking just a few meters from a liquefied gas tanker. The LNA first said it was targeting a Turkish ship bringing arms to government fighters. It later said it was firing at an arms depot. Libya's Government of National Accord responded by saying it's suspending its participation in the peace talks until firm responses are taken against the attacks. At the urging of Russia and Turkey, who support opposite sides in Libya, both sides agreed last month to a ceasefire and to open talks in Geneva, but the truce has frequently been violated. Both sides have been fighting for control of Tripoli for nearly a year, without either side making much progress. Some 150,000 civilians have fled their homes to escape the violence. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Boy Scouts of America urged victims to come forward Tuesday as the historic 110-year-old organization filed for bankruptcy protection and the first step toward creating a huge compensation fund for potentially thousands of men who were molested as youngsters decades ago by scoutmasters or other leaders. The scouts resorted to Chapter 11 in hopes of surviving a barrage of lawsuits, many of them made possible by recent changes in state laws to allow people to sue over long-ago sexual abuse. Bankruptcy will enable the organization to put those cases on hold for now and continue operating. But ultimately, the Boy Scouts could be forced to sell some of their vast property holdings, including campgrounds, hiking trails, and more, to raise money for a victims fund that could top $1 billion. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. R&B. Pop.